When we enter herein with all humility and a deeper need of understanding, we allow the Almighty Mothers to enter into this circle by the entrance of an eternal happiness, of a divine prosperity, of a perfect joy, of an abundant charity, and of an eternal salutation. Let all the demons fly from this space, especially those who are opposed unto this work. We allow the fierce openers of the way sent by the divine ones to assist and protect this circle, denying entry to discord and strife. Magnify and extend our capacity for revelation, O Mighty Mothers, as we walk in truth and righteousness in your most sacred names, and bless our conversation and our assembly. Sanctify, O Mothers, our humble entry herein. You, the blessed and holy ones of eternal ages. Welcome back into the Sanctuary of Sacred Blue Lotus. In this session, we will consider the meaning of yin and yang. This lesson has been building up as more and more people are talking about this symbol. But now you know, in these sessions, we have to go beyond what is presented to us. So I will use my understanding on a more cosmic level, so we can use this symbol if it comes to us. Now we're taught that yin and yang means opposites, male and female, light and dark. When you look at it, as we usually do, as a flat circle with a division, yin and yang, then basically this could be what it represents. Just like with any ancient text or teaching, symbols, there are different levels of understanding. The mysteries are beyond the basic level of understanding. So just like with the mystery I spoke of concerning Het Heru, let's speak about the mystery of the yin and yang symbol. This is no one else's interpretation, again, but what I tapped into. I want you to see this symbol as multidimensional and in motion, making a sound or a motion, sort of like your washing machine, where that inside agitator makes the drum go back and forth, swoosh, 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 swoosh. That back and forth motion agitates the clothing. It doesn't go double swoosh, swoosh. It's a balance, back and forth, back and forth. And perhaps one direction does not agitate the clothes enough to clean them. The counter motion helps So together they are effective. Back and forth, back and forth. As a multi-dimensional symbol in constant motion, agitating us to, in a sense, stay pure. This has nothing to do with sexual purity or any of that nonsense we women have been roped with. I'm talking about your divine purity, your essence, your righteousness. So this symbol, back and forth, is showing us that there is always a balance. There is nothing left to chance, out of harmony with the environment, where one may not have as much energy, the other one fills the gap, and vice versa. They both contain parts of the other because they are one. They're not two separate entities. That is dualistic thinking. They are forces within the same multi-dimensional figure. Some want this symbol to represent relationships, and on the base level, it does. But go beyond our symbols, meaning man and woman, feminine and masculine. Those are energies which are contained within the whole. This is another thing that is associated with yin and yang, indirectly, that what goes up must come down. And I also hear this a lot. This is not our thinking, our concepts. I hear, well, we were in power and nothing can stay in power forever. That is true when you have up and down thinking. If your power is lateral, linear, then yes, you will eventually go down if you're up, and up if you're down. But if you are like the true yin and yang, back and forth, back and forth, there is always a balance. And this balance, remember, this is a multi-dimensional form, can move. But it never loses its counterpart. They are always in harmony. When we think of up and down in terms of cycles of human events and lives, we are out of harmony. There is no reason, black woman, that we should have lost this planet. There is no rule that because you live in happiness, there will be hard times to follow as a counterweight. That is not our thinking. A lot of these translations or texts have that thinking, that fear-based thinking. Don't get too happy. Hard times will come. No one stays in power forever. This is true. If you are out of balance, you're not in harmony with this planet, this realm, this cosmos. And some people's cycles have been way less than others. People are cycling out faster than they can rise. Our issue is when we begin to think up and down. Who's on top? Who's at the bottom? Instead of this give and take motion that is always complementary, that is seeking to always balance, because what was lacking in one sister, at the moment, another sister had that attribute to share, while the other sister powered up that attribute in herself. Always a motion, not this part is masculine and this part is feminine and we plug in like a puzzle. No, that symbol has a harmonic frequency. It has a sound. It has a resonance. It has a power. If you think you will lose because you gained, then you are outside of this harmonic frequency. If you are scared to even try because you fear the downs and possibly the ups, because you know the harder they fall, you are outside of this harmonic frequencies. We have to stop allowing people to translate these ancient symbols to us. Then we are outside of the symbols. We don't connect with them and we lose the potency of these symbols. A multi-dimensional frequency that you can tap into, that I can tap into, that we can tap into. But we have to cease thinking masculine, feminine, right, wrong, up, down, black, white, good, evil. We have to turn and yield with life, with the changing seasons. And when we do that, we will find ourselves in harmony. We will find ourselves resonating with this planet. How do you see the symbol now? Can you see it multi-dimensionally, or still as a flat, divided circle with no motion? We are to imitate this motion, this fluid adjustment to life. We do not have to lose because we gained. If we stay in harmony, then we resonate with balance. We don't have too much of this, so other people have far less of that. And we will see there is enough. There is more than enough. We are naturally prosperous and abundant. We need to regain this mindset instead of one of destruction, chaotic thinking, and haves and have-nots. These symbols, which many use in their logos to attract our dollars, are ancient. They are being misused and abused. But this can only happen for so long before the weapon turns inward or turns back on the person misusing and abusing these ancient symbols. This is the technology. What you call technology pollutes our planet. Have you ever heard of yin and yang polluting the planet? Perhaps the basic teachings are polluted. Once you see this figure as it is, then you can begin to resonate with it. In the very least, consider another viewpoint. Grow your mindset. That is what a loving creator would want you to do. Not grovel and give away your power, but become the power. With this message, be harmony, be whole, be complete.